Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your hand, till my whole life flows in the river of your Spirit, and my name brings honor to the
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
For our study today, I'd like to share some thoughts and meditations on the biblical teachings of forgiveness. There are two sides of forgiveness. One is being forgiving toward others, and the second is being forgiven. Forgiveness defined is to release, to let go, to show mercy. We receive divine forgiveness by God removing and releasing us from the guilt and condemnation of our trespasses. The Lord taught us that we should pray for His forgiveness as we also forgive those who trespass against us. So without doubt or question, forgiveness is something we need since we all sin and fall short of God's glory. And it is something we can, should, and must do ourselves. The model prayer ends with Jesus adding to it that if we forgive those who trespass against us, we will be forgiven by God. But if we do not forgive others, God will not forgive us. Jesus makes forgiveness from God conditional. The very same nature of God that brings us relief is to fill our hearts with the desire to ease the pain of others.
I love you. Suffered and bled, giving all He had to give, a message so easily. Read. I love you written in red. Precious is the flow, precious flow that makes me white as snow.
There are various scriptures that teach us about forgiveness. The scene from the cross and the words of Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And Jesus must have been praying for those soldiers who had been ordered to crucify him, and may have included the chief priest who had plotted his death. He could have also included those who were in any way taking part by crying out, "Crucify him, crucify him." The Lord prayed for those who were killing him, those who hated him, those who were blinded by their envy. Jesus had no ill will toward them or feeling of revenge in his heart toward those who were torturing him to death. This is divine favor at its best. Removing the desire to return evil for evil is what forgiveness does for us. Jesus has called us to be those who return good for evil. The Lord provides us with the perfect example, and we have been called to follow in his footsteps. Romans 12, beginning in verse 17, says, "Do not repay evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take your own revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." The Apostle Peter wrote, 1 Peter 3, verse 9, "Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you have been called, so that you may inherit a blessing." And from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, he writes, "To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly." In Luke chapter 17, we find these words of our Lord Jesus: "If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times a day and seven times comes back to you and says, 'I repent,' forgive him." Our Lord was not in any way encouraging anyone just to continue in sin. We should live above sin as much so as possible. We put off the old self. The Apostle Paul says plainly that we must not go on sinning. What Jesus is teaching is that forgiveness has no limits. The Apostle Peter asked Jesus one time about forgiving his brother and suggested, "Well, if my brother sins against me and seven times and I forgive him seven times, would that be the limit? But Jesus says, oh no, there is no limit on forgiveness. Listen to the Lord's words recorded by Luke in chapter 6, verse 37-38. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. I wonder if the giving in this context that the Lord may have had in mind here, not so much the giving of material things, but the giving of understanding, patience, mercy, and kindness. The measure may not have been a weight of physical possessions, but rather the spiritual blessings given by having the attitude of Christ Jesus. To successfully live with the forgiving spirit, we must seek to be like Christ. Paul instructs us in Philippians chapter 2, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. If we take on the nature of Jesus, the nature of forgiveness can thrive within our hearts each and every day. As God offered the forgiveness of our sins through the gift of his precious Son, so we can offer the gift of love to others. Remember, Jesus didn't wait for others to seek forgiveness, to pray for their forgiveness, and to offer it. The attitude of forgiveness was there all the time with our Lord. It is true, very true, that we love because he first loved us. It is also true that we forgive because he has forgiven us.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.